Welcome to Mindful Elevation for another energy elevator, a tool to refuel rooted in energy psychology. Feel free to listen at your own pace and in your own space. Thanks for tapping into today's practice. Welcome back to Mindful Elevation. We're back with another excerpt from The Woman's Book of Courage by Sue Patton-Thole, in continuation of celebration of Women's History Month in the month of March. Today, I wanted to share with you an excerpt entitled Imagining Ourselves Strong. And before I get into it, I want to talk about the power of imagination and visualization. When we imagine ourselves doing something and we use the practice of visualization, we are changing our brain's chemistry. Mental visualization can help us with attention, improved planning, improved memory, better motor control, and perception. And so as I get into today's excerpt, I want you to really think about the power of visualizing yourself in a certain way and what that's doing to your brain and therefore to your overall life. Imagining ourselves strong. We all face situations in which we feel powerless and afraid. I once had a client who was terrified of an upcoming child custody hearing. She felt intimidated by the legal system, her lawyer, and especially her ex-husband. I asked her what it would take for her to feel strong and safe in the courtroom. "Nothing short of riding in on a Brahmin bull," she answered jokingly. It was a great idea, straight out of her inner wisdom. I had her work with the image. She had fun creating the scenario of herself galloping into the court on a huge snorting bull that threatened to gore anyone who tried to frighten her. Her day in court was a success, because each time she felt the least bit scared, she visualized herself astride her bull. With the help of her amusing but effective mental imagery, she felt strong and capable. And as a result, she was treated as if she were powerful, someone not to be dismissed or manipulated. As the story illustrates, we are all as strong as we imagine ourselves to be. When we act as if we are strong, we move towards becoming the powerful women we desire to be. Having the courage to see ourselves as strong, capable, and wise, able to do what we need and want, helps make it so. But we need not do it alone. We can move creatively through our fears by accepting support and guidance from an unseen helper, whether that is a higher power or a Brahmin bull. Please repeat the following affirmations after me. I am strong and capable. I can do whatever I set my mind to. I am filled with strength and confidence. Take some time now to reflect on what you just heard. First off, do you imagine yourself small? Do you imagine yourself passive? Do you imagine yourself in a way that you don't deserve to take up space? Think about where that comes from. Was that you in childhood? Was it a defense mechanism you needed to learn? And is that tool serving you now? You're allowed to feel nervous. You're allowed to feel anxious. You're allowed to feel scared. You're allowed to feel intimidated. Your feelings are valid. What's not valid is how we may respond to those feelings. What we do with our feelings is where the true power comes into play. I want to share a quick quote by Viktor Frankl, the author of Man's Search for Meaning and The Will to Meaning. Between stimulus and response, there is a space. In that space is our power to choose our response. In our response lies our growth and freedom. So let's say the stimulus is a concerning or nerve-wracking situation. You have a space where you are able to go inside of yourself and use the power of visualization to imagine yourself strong, to imagine yourself resilient. And in doing so, you're changing the neural pathways and strengthening the belief that you are, in fact, those traits. And after the visualization in that space, you have the power to respond. And in that response, that courageous, powerful response, lies our growth and freedom. Choose to be strong today, because as A.A. Milne once said, you are braver than you believe, stronger than you seem, smarter than you think, and loved more than you know. Thanks for tapping in to today's episode. If you love Mindful Elevation, please share the love by following and sharing. If you would like to learn more about Elevate Counseling, you can find us online at elevate-counseling.com. Follow us on Instagram at elevate_counseling_services. Find us on Facebook at Elevate Counseling Services, or check out our YouTube channel with the handle at elevate-counseling. New episodes of Mindful Elevation will be released every last Monday of the month. Energy Elevators are released every Monday, where I teach energy psychology techniques and tools you can implement into your daily practice. Until then, keep grounding, keep healing, keep growing. Stay mindful.